All right. Well, hello. This was Wednesday, June the 15th. We just seen an exciting League One game tonight between Unionville Millican hosting Woodbridge, who I saw earlier this on Sunday. And they got two wins in a row. This game was 4-1 for Woodbridge, but the scoreboard was deceiving because Woodbridge scored two goals in the last 10 minutes. So otherwise, though, a close game. And so I have Unionville Millican head coach Philippe Bento here, and we'll get his thoughts right now on what he thought of tonight's game.
It was, like you said, it was a close game so far from the opponents that we have faced. I would say Woodbridge is probably one of the best when it comes to ball movement and possession, which is much exactly our style of play. And we had two teams with some similarities in terms of style, in terms of form of playing, and which resulted in an interesting game, in a good game. The last 10 minutes, we had couple injuries, we lost three players due to injury, and I think we become disorganized, that unsettled a little bit our defensive formation, and which allowed Woodbridge then to score the two goals that would give them the lead of 4-1. But overall, it was a good game.
Tonight seemed to be, I don't know if it's unusual for you, it was a very short bench tonight, but we know the CPL is working like that with bringing, you know, all the way from Halifax and stuff, short benches. Is that's sort of unusual for your team?
No, unfortunately, there were three players that couldn't make last minute.
Yeah. Okay.
And then another player got injured during the warm up, so that's what explained our short bench tonight.
Right. Okay. Unionville Millican, which is sort of overall in Markham, Ontario, north of Toronto, this sort of Scarborough suburb of Toronto. Where do most of your players come from? You've had a system, I think it's about 40 years Unionville's been going, and how does your stock your team?
Most of, I would say, Unionville is one of the clubs in the whole Ontario that has a higher percentage of player retention.
Yes.
Or League One teams, or under 21, or under 19, they're all players that come from your youth system.
Yes.
So we don't have to appeal to recruitment or to college or universities. We have enough players being produced by our youth system. So I would say majority of players are players that have been in Unionville for a while, or players that left to go to college, university, and come back to home, that is Unionville.
Okay. And so open tryouts, like every team?
Yeah, we do open tryouts. We do open tryouts, but we don't get many players from the open tryouts.
Yeah.
Like, most of them comes from the youth system.
See that. Interesting that you've come to this team. Talking to last year, we sort of had it set, Hayvan Mosavat, but he's moved on to be an overall director of North Mississauga. But, I mean, you've been able to step in, and you've had a long history with the leagues before League One got started as a player and a coach, too. How did this position, you just come into it? Have you been with this team?
No,
I'm a long time?
I'm actually a technical director in Unionville for 20 years.
20 years, nice.
Yeah, so I'm technical director. And normally we do hire coaches for League One. Last year, Pavan Mosava was a coach. He did a fantastic job, and we miss him. However, for professional reasons, he had to take over North Mississauga and had to leave. And then we tried to recruit other players, other coaches, and until we finalized the recruitment process, I stepped in as a coach, and probably I'll finish the season as the head coach.
Okay, and we'll just finish with this question, which I ask everyone, all the coaches. There's 22 teams right now. It is sort of top heavy. It's not even home and away. It's home, and then next year it'll be away playing the teams. But they're going to have a brand split by 2024. So there's 2 years of this combined results. But then they're going to have a big break off where top 12 is going to run away in some premier division. How important is it for your team, the fans, the directors, and recruitment that your team survive in the upcoming division split in this top 12?
It's not more important than that to survive is to make sure the premier division or the split of the two divisions are done in a reasonable form, in a reasonable way. I feel the idea of having 2 years and combining results of 2 years does not make justice to the clubs that invest on their youth players.
Right.
I believe that with the splitting the league in two will eventually bring older players and will not give opportunity to young players to play, because clubs will be forced to win and be forced to get results in order to become premier clubs. And I think that is not a good opportunity for young players. However, for us, Unionville, it doesn't make much difference. We have a League One club, a League One team for youth players to finish the pathway they started at youth system in Unionville. And I believe those youth players, they will play for Unionville independent of where Unionville play, if it's premier or not.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, in the last year or so, there's been these sort of rich owner, rich guys that are pushing their way in. And, every game, though, like this game, flip up, down, over, under this 12th position. So, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. I've heard a few coaches have said it's not all that important. And for the rich guys, it sure is.
Yes.
Not so much for your place. So, fine. So,